This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 17th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. President-elect Obama has made his pick to head the Department of Education. So who is Arne Duncan? Neil McCluskey, Associate Director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom, comments.
Well, Arne Duncan is currently the head of the Chicago Public Schools, and he is about to become the next U.S. Secretary of Education. He's also a Harvard guy and a buddy of President-elect Obama. They play basketball together.
As the chief executive of Chicago Public Schools, what has he done? What has he championed?
I should say that the indicators are that under Duncan, the schools in Chicago have improved somewhat. I don't know what all the details are of that. I mean, it's very difficult to get information from many of these big city districts to know who's being tested, how they're being tested, how the tests have changed. It's a constant problem under No Child Left Behind. And Chicago has been one of the great foot draggers on some of the things that could be good in No Child Left Behind, like providing school choice and getting tutoring companies involved. So it looks like, at least on the surface, things have improved again somewhat under Duncan in Chicago, although his predecessor, Paul Vallis, probably had a lot to do with that too. What he stood for is he isn't afraid to try and close down some bad schools, which is a good sign. He's generally in favor of charter schools, which, again, is a pretty good sign relative to what we get from a lot of people in education. But he's also signed on to a recent manifesto saying we need to spend a whole lot more money on education and children, things like that, which is just the tired old answer of if we've got a problem, it must mean we need to spend more cash on it, even though we've spent tons of cash already. So it's kind of a mixed bag, and it's really hard to say what he stands for and what he'll do, but that's been sort of the pattern for President-elect Obama and candidate Obama on education to date, which is find someone that won't offend anyone, but don't really take a stand on most of the hot issues.
Does he have any particular opinion about the proper role of the federal versus state and local governments in actually executing education for young people?
Well, that's another one that's hard to tell. He certainly had a lot of critiques of No Child Left Behind, as everyone has, as Obama has, saying it's underfunded and that it probably micromanages school districts. That said, I haven't heard anything he said on federalism, you know, the Constitution, all those really sort of key things you'd want to know about when it comes to federal policy. Everything I can see, though, indicates that he'll keep something like No Child Left Behind. He'll get rid of strict accountability, or accountability based strictly on one test, to have a more nebulous accountability system. And he seems prepared to advocate for spending a whole lot more money. So if you put those things together, even if he's never talked about federalism and the Constitution, I think it's a fair bet to say that he's not going to worry about what's the proper federal role, and it's going to have him spend a lot more money and probably do more of this, at least rhetorical, accountability we've gotten with No Child Left Behind.
What advice would you have for him, given how, you know, the left has demonized No Child Left Behind and how the right, I guess, has sort of half-heartedly defended it to some extent? But in the environment that he'll be walking into, what advice would you have in terms of getting a lot of bang for the buck in reforming education in the United States?
Mm-hmm. Well, the best bang you could ever get for the buck from the federal government is get rid of the federal government. So I tell Arne Duncan, as I tell anybody from any party, you should go in there and advocate for dissolving the department you're the head of. Probably that's not going to happen. The best thing then incrementally that the federal government can do is he gets rid of most of the accountability provisions in No Child Left Behind, which are just really, I mean, they're shams. They're kind of show accountability that states don't comply with in terms of the spirit. They don't really do better, typically, better educate the kids. They just mess around with definitions and bureaucracy and things like that. So he should really just get rid of that whole sham and really stop the federal spending. I don't think he'll do that. And I think we would be actually making forward, or have forward momentum, if we at least got rid of the imaginary accountability and all the bureaucracy that goes with it and just kept the money. But ultimately, the only way to have an effective federal policy in education is to have almost no federal policy in education.
Neil McCluskey is Associate Director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom and author of the book, Feds in the Classroom. You can get your copy at cato.org.